Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Yes, good afternoon, Nina. My name is Crystal Moore. I'm calling you from Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling concerning one of our mutual participants, Christine Fierman.
Is that with a C or K?
That's with a K, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Last name is F-I-E-R-M-A-N. Her date of birth is 2/16/1968.
Okay, I found her.
You found her?
Okay, that's this participant.
Okay, I have tried unsuccessfully to many times to get in touch with Miss Christine because her annual assessment is due. And if we're unable to do an assessment, then her services are going to be interrupted.
Yeah. What number do you have on file for her?
Let me see. Just a minute. I have 484-581-9782.
That is correct. Do you have her caregiver Mark phone number?
I've tried contacting him as well, and he does not answer the phone. Now, what time does he clock in?
He has a schedule with us at 3 p.m. until 1 a.m. And that's Monday through Thursday, and then it's 3 p.m. until 3 a.m. on Fridays, and then Saturdays and Sunday is 11 a.m. until 3 a.m. What I can do is, this is a good callback number for you?
This is the callback number. Yes, they have got to contact me. If not, I'm going to have to do a Form 1768, and that's going to cancel everything.
Okay.
And that's why I'm reaching out to you before I do something like that, because I'm not the her original care work service coordinator.
Right.
Her original service coordinator also tried unsuccessfully many, many times to get in touch with Ms. Christine. Now, they said that Miss Christina was not feeling well, but you know how it is. Still got to see her.
Yeah, you still, yeah.
I still have to see whether she's sick or not. You know, I need to see this.
Okay, give us 24 hours. I'm going to have the case coordinator to get in touch with her and the caregiver to give them your phone number. And how important this matter is if they give you a call immediately.
I appreciate that. I really do. You
and
said
what's your
Nina?
Name again?
Crystal.
Crystal, okay.
Yes.
My name is Nina.
I appreciate that. I will definitely hold off, won't do anything, because I know if I can't do it, you guys can do it. I just went there. I just went to her house, knocked on her door, rang her doorbell. Somebody was in the house, but that's okay. So I was like, my thing right now is, like, that's why I asked what time does her care worker go in, because I was getting ready to call the cops. Like, is she okay?
Right.
You know?
Let me see.
Like, if she doesn't.
At 3.
Yeah.
And he clocked in at 2:40.
3.
Yeah, he's clocked in at 2:40 on the app. Yep.
And so I was there. I was there.
Interesting.
I came directly home and called you. I took pictures and everything. So that's why I said I heard somebody in the house.
And that phone number, let me just check this phone number out. The 484 number that you called?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check and see if this is.
Wait a minute, I can tell you the phone number that I called. I'm looking at the phone number that I called Mr. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I called, where's his number at? I called Mr. Mark's number at 484-581-9960.
Oh, I have a 9782. Oh.
9782. I have that one too. 484-581-9782. I called everybody.
So the case coordinator, I normally catch these as someone calls in or there's a problem with clocking in and out. And the number he just clocked in on today is a cell phone. So we got to get in touch with them because we don't allow those. It has to be a registered landline or the app. So that number has to be removed.
So, okay, yeah, okay, there you go. All right, thanks
so
a lot.
I will
look
take
forward.
Care.
I'll look
yep.
forward to some feedback.
Okay.
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.